Welcome to the Tank Podcast. In this week's episode, Thomas Roche visits Art Week Tokyo, exploring how art becomes a lens through which the real is bent, broken, and briefly brought into focus. What does it mean to speak of realism in an era in which post-truth has become so ubiquitous as to be almost meaningless? A matter of days before the central exhibition at Art Week Tokyo, What is Real, opened at the Okura Museum of Art, Japan's oldest private museum, President Trump stayed at the adjoining hotel, often used by American dignitaries due to its proximity to the U.S. Embassy. The Okura Hotel itself has been totally rebuilt on the site of the 1960s original, save for its iconic lobby, which was painstakingly recreated following outcry and a campaign led by design writers and publications. The result is a stunning, if ersatz, postmodern object of mid-century design. The show's curator, Adam Shimzik, took as a jumping-off point the novelist Olga Tokarczuk's call for a new realism that would allow us to penetrate the glass screen through which we see the world. Featuring more than 100 works by 60 Japanese and international artists, including Bas Jan Otter, Sayori Akutagawa Marokoro, Nevin Aladog, A.Q., Sachiko Kazama, Gen Otsuka, and Don Vo, the exhibition limns the boundaries as well as the profound historical connections between realism and art and the dogmas of totalitarian politics. Shimzik gestures towards the many meanings captured within realism and its progressive and reactionary forms. As he put it, the intention of this exhibition is to show how artists respond to the reality of human experience in all its dimensions, encompassing destruction and anger, sadness and grief, but also repair and healing, joy and celebration. Despite Tokyo's powerful cultural position, it is notable that Asia's major art market events, Frieze and Art Basel, take place in Seoul and Hong Kong. Art Week Tokyo, AWT, which ran last year from 5 to 9 November, offers an antidote to this framing. Guided by a thoughtful set of programs, talks, and events, AWT is at once commercial and conceptual, serving as an excellent introduction to the city's burgeoning art scene. Entering its fifth year under the inspired direction of co-founder and director Atsuko Ninagawa, the core of AWT remains the city's galleries, connected through a network of bus shuttles. These include Kaikai Kiki Gallery, Kotaro Nukaga, Mujinto Production, Pace, Paratin, SCAI The Bathhouse, Shugo Arts, Taka Ishii Gallery, Taka Ninagawa, Tokyo Gallery plus BTAP, Tomio Koyama. Of particular note was The Clearing at Space Un, curated by Eiko Eshin, a show of contemporary painters from the African diaspora exploring themes of kinship and collective memory, and the revelatory Retina series by Shinro Otake at Take Ninagawa, both in themselves offering different lenses on how we might consider realism in painting and photography, respectively. Otake's works, in particular, folds in an aspect of chance, allowing unexpected photographic chemical reactions over time to shape the resulting works. Alongside these gallery shows, a series of major institutional exhibitions is featured on AWT's map of the city. Prism of the Real, Making Art in Japan, 1989-2010 at the National Art Center, Tokyo, curated by Dorian Chong of M+, Hong Kong, tells the remarkable story of postmodern Japanese art through an art historical narrative that avoids heavy didacticism. Rather, the exhibition presents an unfolding of ideas, dialogues, and conversations between forms, artists, and politics, some familiar and some less so. Artisan Museum, founded in 1952 by the Bridgestone tire magnate Shojiro Ishibashi, mounted two parallel exhibitions of contemporary art, collectively called Jam Session, the Ishibashi Foundation Collection, Yamashiro Chikako, Shiga Lieko, In the Midst of. On one floor, a magisterial video installation by Chikako Yamashiro wove together narratives about memory, history, and colonialism in Okinawa, where Japanese colonialism is mirrored by a vast U.S. military presence, while on another, Shiga Lieko's vast sludgy photo collage, one enormous image running around the walls of the gallery, poses questions about the fishing communities in Kitakama, Iwate Prefecture, in the aftermath of the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Across the city, in Roppongi, the Mori Art Museum mounted a beautiful major retrospective of Japanese starchitect So Fujimoto, his architectural models forming a forest-like installation that echoes the natural forms from which his design takes its cues. If What is Real at the Akura Museum provided the conceptual framework for AWT, then the AWT Bar, designed by architect Ichio Matsuzawa, revealed its social heart, serving food made by chef Shinobu Namae and cocktails mixed by artists Chim Palm, Tsuyoshi Ozawa, and Miwa Yanagi. The bar was constructed through a series of supple acrylic sheets bent into curving shapes which hung from the ceiling, at once visible and invisible, distorting and twisting one's line of vision. In some ways, it felt like an architect's riposte to Tokarczuk's glass screen, a playful reminder of the malleability of the real world in which we keep rediscovering ourselves. The history of Japanese art is, as so many of these works and exhibitions illustrate, deeply bound with its complex history of colonialism, memory, and in particular, natural disaster. Traveling through Tokyo on AWT's bright green buses takes the visitor through competing visions of the past, present, and future, perhaps providing a center of stillness at the midst of it all were Eiji Uematsu's simple ceramic works, which, like Shinro Otake's prints, incorporate aspects of improvisation and chance processes. Here was a center of gravity, where craft, accident, and art create a quiet new way of considering how we understand reality.
To hear more podcasts from Tank, you can subscribe on all major podcast platforms or follow us on SoundCloud. The theme music for this podcast is by Himera.